Hello, and welcome to another episode of On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast in which we discuss the coldest, stalest gossip from 20 years ago, DBQ style, using primary source documents, which this week is an Us Weekly from May 3rd, 2004. And we go through and look at the silly fashions, the couples of yesteryear, the celebrity gossip scandals. One of the biggest ones of the 2000s is hinted at just loosely at the top of this one.
The canary in the coal mine.
Cousin, there's a big storm coming. So this week, the first, the cover is, has Andrew lost Jen forever?
Ida.
And I hope this is us losing Andrew Firestone forever.
We started talking about Andrew damn Firestone last summer.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about
him? The long tail of his influence.
I can't even believe it.
It's ridiculous.
He ain't that cute.
He is not that cute.
But he's not like, ooga, like thumping my foot cute.
Well, and there doesn't seem to be much charm there.
Yeah, he's not Tim McGraw now.
Okay. Did you see that TikTok where that guy was like, did you want to tell me about this?
Okay, he knew what he was doing. Walking out there in a Caitlin Clark jersey and then giving us a gun show.
Also, I'm sorry, not to sound trad on Maine, but like one of the hottest things a man can do is be married to the same
woman
for a long time. And he and Faith Hill, they got the heat.
Oh, the juice off of a hot couple that's been together forever.
Whew.
They light the world up.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this good old rock keep spinning around.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But as I was saying, the big celebrity gossip story that they're hinting at here is Angelina and Brad. Are the rumors true? It is so funny to me. If they could have known what we know now, there is no way that they would have made Jen, Andrew Firestone, and Bill Rancic the main cover.
So let's be clear. If the proportions of, or the measurements of an Us Weekly cover are standard paper size.
Yeah.
8.5 by 11. Mm-hmm. Then Jen Chef here is...
I would say
7 inches.
Yeah, 7 inches
tall. As are the
tall.
Men. Mm-hmm. And then Brad and Angelina are inset 1-inch heads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're like, well, it's a rumor. We'll forget about this.
Truly hilarious.
And there's only 2 stories on the front.
Yeah.
That is actually shocking.
Yeah.
Because usually they try to, you know, cram 20 pounds of story into a 10-pound bag.
Exactly. This time they said, you know what? The people can't get enough of Andrew Firestone's antics. We have got to give them what they want.
If anyone who is old enough to remember can tell me, were we really that crazy about them? I joined Bachelor Nation. I dipped a toe in the JoJo Fletcher season.
Same.
Yeah. And I really didn't get much further than that. I watched Paradise that summer with because Jenny still lived here.
Yeah.
We go to her apartment and watch Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, really?
Yeah, I think
that's kind
right.
of it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell that if they were a big deal or not. Am I closer to the mic now?
I think you are, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, you were just sounding rather quiet. And I don't want my sister to, you know,
we
not
don't
be
want
heard.
Women to be silenced.
Yeah, silenced.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
Great.
We should ask Jenny, though, because I think she was an early adopter of Bachelor Nation.
No, I know. If you're an early national,
yeah,
let me know.
Yeah, for sure. But before we start talking about this issue... As is our custom,
yeah.
A couple things a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, number one song, you want to guess what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, by Usher. Mm-hmm. That sat at number one for a solid 12 weeks in 2004, and I don't know, I can't orient myself to where we are in that timeline, but when it got usurped, it was usurped by Burn by Usher.
That man had he and Jude Law were tied for best
they
year
had an incredible
in 2004.
Year. Yeah.
Burn.
Ooh.
And then, you know what? I bet Confessions Part 2 wasn't far behind.
Probably not.
That and one's then, hilarious to me.
Totally.
It's a hilarious song.
It is. And it was so fun to watch it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It to be honest. Good. What do you think the number one movie was, Diva?
Is it still Man on Fire?
Uh-uh. Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Incredible. I was so delighted.
And I wonder...
Will I? No. I don't
so
even
close.
Know. Go back to start. But the second piece of housekeeping after we look at the number ones is...
In the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag?
What's in your bag, Diva?
Thank you for asking. I wrote it down in my notes app.
Fantastic.
What is in my bag? Well, The first thing in my bag is something that I haven't shut up about if you've been around me with a set of ears. It is the podcast Empire.
Oh, yeah, with you really
Anita
love it.
Anand.
Uh-huh.
And William DeRimple. These are the most middle-aged people you've ever met in your life. And I've met them. They pick an empire. Mm-hmm. Started with, like, the British and India. And then the one that I'm currently on is Russia. They are prolific. They churn out an hour episode twice a week. Super well-researched.
Is it entertaining at all?
Yeah.
Or just engrossing?
It's both, but I would say, I mean, they're not like laugh out loud funny. It's like two cool teachers.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really what it is. And they've had some authors on there. William DeRimple is a British man who I think was born and raised in India, still lives there, lives in Delhi. Anita Anand is a journalist who lives in London.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, there's not an angle.
Yeah.
It's not
just a history podcast.
It's just a history podcast, and I throw it on, pop my AirPods in when my baby needs to cry for a half hour before bed,
mm-hmm.
and it neutralizes the stress.
For sure. I love
Did you ever
peaceful.
Do that? Did you just pop in your AirPods when your kids were crying?
Bet.
Okay. I can't tell if I'm not
Absolutely
being responsive because I'm
I
like,
did.
Oh yeah, good baby, love you, but like,
no,
I have to.
Yeah, I didn't have AirPods with Tig. Like, I don't think they were a thing yet. And so I just ended up looking at, like, Instagram. And I also didn't have TikTok yet at that time.
Oh, boy.
But with Marigold, I was like, well, I'm sitting here holding you for a long time because you won't let me put you down. Yep. I got to wait until you're literally, like, a sack of potatoes in my arms.
Yeah, where, I have
like,
to lift your arm and let it drop before
all your
let
muscles
me.
Have just really gone to sleep for the night. And then I can set you down. And so I would put my AirPods in and either listen to a podcast or scroll on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only option, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, it took me a sec. This should tell you how sparse my bag is this week. My second one, I was like, what is that? And I wrote it down. Yesterday, I watched a movie at the insistence of Disney Plus. It surfaced a bunch of, like, would you like to watch these old movies? And I was like, sure. I watched a movie called Big Business.
What
Have you ever
it?
Seen this?
No.
It is from 1988. It stars Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Oh my God. Was that so fun?
It was so silly. It clocks in at a smooth 90 minutes.
Perfect.
What's
they don't make movies that short anymore.
No, they don't. What's his face from Gilmore Girls? The grandfather.
Oh my God.
Well.
Edward Herman. Is that right?
Did
I make that up?
No, I think you're right.
Okay.
He plays a gay man, actually.
Hey.
Surprising. Who else? Anyone else famous?
Big business.
It is so silly, Lindsay. It basically starts off with, like a rich family is vacationing, driving through a rich couple.
Uh-huh.
And she's like 9 months pregnant. So classically, that's a good time to go on a road trip.
Oh yeah.
They're driving through West Virginia and she goes into labor and they point them to the nearest hospital, but that hospital will only serve employees of the local mine.
Oh no.
So they buy the mine. And at the same time, a local poor couple is going into labor. They both have identical twins and they get mixed up. So they name them the same thing. So there's two, like there's a Rose and Sadie that lives in New York that have big business. And then there's a Rose and Sadie that live in West Virginia. So there's
Those
a Lily.
Are really cute names too.
No, they are. There's a Lily Tomlin and a Bette Midler in each city. And New York Bette Midler is a bitch. And like Lily Tomlin's kind of
oh,
like
wait,
a
so
Jupiter.
So this is them when they're grown. Rose so, and
yeah,
Sadie.
They grow up and they're grown.
Okay.
And they come to meet each other because Bette Midler's character is looking at the books and she's like, why do we own this mine? Let me offload it. And Lily Tomlin's West Virginia character is going to New York as a shareholder to fight the sale of the mine because she knows they're going to strip mine it. So these two sets of twins both end up at like the Four Seasons or something.
So wait, to be clear, there's a Bette Midler and a Lily Tomlin in New York and one in West Virginia.
Yeah,
so they were supposed to be like two Bette Midlers identical. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it's a real who's it, what's it, mix them up where one of them will hit on a man and then the man will try to respond next time he sees her. And then she's like, what are you talking about? And there's like four love interests. So New York Bette Midler's ex-husband falls for West Virginia Bette Midler, thinking it's New York Bette Midler because he sees her finally
being humble.
No, finally disciplining their son. Like,
oh my God.
Like, West Virginia Bette Midler bumps into this kid in the store and she's like, this kid sucks. You should really hit this kid or something. I don't know. And he's like, I love you. It is fantastic. It is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
I can't wait to watch it.
I watched, somehow Clover took like a 2-hour nap yesterday. So I like caught up on work and was like, oh, I just watched Big Business. Like on the TV with my AirPods on. Crazy sensation. Feels like you're on a plane.
Oh, I'm sure.
Watched that. And then I watched Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because,
because Nicole and I are both afraid of it.
Disney Plus was like, because you loved Big Business.
They're not related at all.
No, I know. It was just also, it was when they had a collection of like rediscover these old movies. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know, two big players in my life have told me they're terrified of this movie.
Yeah. You didn't find it scary at all?
The Banshee.
Okay. I don't remember the Banshee at all. I just remember the Leprechaun King being very.
King Brian.
Very scary to me.
Well, because he's tricksy.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. It was fun in that like, I mean, anytime Disney in the 60s was like trying to portray the British Isles, mm-hmm. I'm on
charmed.
Board,
I'm sat.
Baby. I loved it. So anyway, sorry, I did not love Darby O'Gill, but I had a good time. I loved Big Business, though.
That I cannot wait to see.
The third thing, they're all media.
Oh, great.
The third thing is a TikTok. I think this is the first time I've promoted a TikTok. I haven't even listened to this full podcast episode.
Okay.
I just watched the clip. Probably
it's
a million
so
times.
Funny. I know the one you're gonna say.
It is the clip of Caleb Herron on Domus. I just looked at the pronunciation.
Drew Afuelo.
Uh-huh. Afuelo. Her podcast comment section. So
did she always host it with Brittany Broski, or did she just happen to have Brittany and Caleb on at the same time?
I think that Brittany and Caleb were both on it at the same time. So if you go to the Past Your Bedtime TikTok account, mm-hmm. This is 4 days ago, so that would be April 25th. The title, like when you're looking at the tile, it'll say Cooper is fam. The picture of Caleb Herron. And by the way, it's at PYB.
Okay.
On TikTok.
Okay.
I am, let me see how long it is.
It's a long one. It's like a 5 or 6 minutes.
It is a 3.5 minute
oh, really?
Video.
Okay.
I was...
In tears.
Yeah. I had it playing while I was changing Clover's diaper in like a middle of the night feed. And I was wheezing laughing. Like I was like really trying to hold back to not wake her up.
Caleb Herron is one of the funniest people alive.
That was. That story I would have taken to the grave. And he was like, you know what? It'll put a smile
material.
On someone's face. And boy, did it.
Some like. Comedy club, I guess, wherever he did this, mm-hmm. reposted the video of him talking about working with kids and that kid telling him, shut up, Rosie O'Donnell.
And I was like, second of all, you're gay.
First of all, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, bad news. You're 12. You should not know who Rosie O'Donnell
is. So funny. Oh my God, I love him. Also, we saw him last year, and when he went bop, I was like,
it was about the Auschwitz tour guide who was making him laugh.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be laughing here. But
boy,
like
that bit made me die.
He's so funny. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is in your bag, Diva?
Oh, thank you for asking. First thing in my bag is a pair of Pilcro jeans. They're called the Adi Mid-Rise Frayed Relaxed Flare. I just got them today.
Brooklyn Without Limits.
Yes. So my friend Whitney, who's been one of my best friends for a quarter of a century now, can you believe?
Fantastic.
Happened to be in town for one day because she's trying to maintain her A-list status with Southwest. So she's like taken, like last week she took a day in Houston, just flew in and then flew back out. So she did the same thing today, visiting me in Austin. And first stop was Anthro because she doesn't have one in Midland.
I could never live anywhere with an Anthropology, and I don't even go that often.
Same. I just like knowing it's there.
It's a comfort to know it's there.
It is. So she wanted to look for some dresses for the summer, and I was kind of just moseying around with her and like not really planning on trying anything on. And then I just grabbed a couple dresses, tried them on, and I grabbed a couple tops, and I was like, well, shoot, I need to get some jeans because I'm not wearing any pants today. I'm wearing a dress. And I was like, I can't, you know, Winnie the Pooh.
So this was
at Anthro. Could have grabbed a skirt, but instead I just grabbed a pair of jeans off
this. They found you.
They found me. And I was like, oh, these are kind of cute. Whatever. I'll try them on. And I put these things on and I was like, this feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
You better send me a picture of you wearing them later.
I will.
Yeah,
I will
I
absolutely
like
do that.
Them.
They feel like pajama
pants. Because they're flared?
Yes. And what's kooky is they've got like two seams on the side. Mm-hmm. So it's got like almost like a panel going down the side of them.
Oh, okay.
They're really, and they're like light wash. They feel very like lightweight for the summertime. Very stretchy. They're so, I feel like a cool swaggy teen in them. Like the bottom is frayed hem. Ooh. I love them. I don't know. I tried them on in front of Parker and he was like, "That's a, I've never seen jeans that do that on Shut the side." Up. I was like, "You know what? I didn't ask your opinion." Thank you though.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, he like didn't dislike them, but he was like, "That's so interesting."
Craig has also alluded to that, and it's like, I think that he would prefer that I dress like Leather Tuscadero.
Sure.
At any given time, right. Which just becomes very chooky at a point.
Right. You for know? Sure.
I have to move on.
Yeah, I can't be a character.
I can't be a character.
I've got you can't pin me down. Second thing in my bag is My Husband by Maud Ventura, or as the audiobook reader said, Ventura. Maud Ventura. It's a French book that's been translated into English, and I'd seen a lot of like my corner of book talk girlies talking about it. They're like crazy girl books, mm-hmm. books narrated by like mentally ill divas. So this woman is obsessed with her husband, the narrator, and she never actually names her husband. She just says, my husband, like over and over and over again. And it's her journal. And she is like overanalyzing every little thing he does and like trying to keep track of like his feelings towards her at any given moment over the course of a week. And it's so French. Oh my God. It was just like...
Because you said there's a thing with infidelity that's yes. just so casually French.
Yes. Like halfway through the book, she... sleeps off or like sneaks off for like a middle of the day tryst with some random guy that she's been kind of flirting with. And she's like, you know, I do this because I think the intensity of my emotion is too much for my husband. And so it's a loving act for me to like take some of that intensity to someone else.
Hmm. But interesting rationalization.
It was an interesting rationalization. But the funny thing is that at the end of the book, the last chapter is the husband narrating. And he's like, I found my wife's journal. Like, of course I like go and look at these things. And of course I know she sleeps with other people, but like, I always make a point of sleeping with her on those days after she has had a tryst with someone else, because I want her to know that I want her to sort of know deep down that it doesn't bother me. It was very weird. But also like riveting. And it was like a very quick read. Like, I don't know. I had fun. It was very like immersive, you know? And you're kind of like, what is this character's deal? Like,
I really think because you're in that mindset, mm-hmm. and this is not me telling you that you have to read this because I lent it to you, but I think that now would be the time to watch Stargazer. Or read it yes. while you're in that mindset.
I have been meaning, so I have really just been you in will an audiobook blow era. It
and then become obsessed.
Okay, I'm sure that I will. Last night I meant to. I was like, I'm going to actually read a book in bed instead of looking at TikTok.
I said the same thing, and then I was like, what if we turn on the TV?
And then I was like, what if I look at TikTok crazy? Instead?
I almost wonder if we should turn on the TV.
You know, the crazy thing is too about that is like, I absolutely know in my core, 100% deep down, that if I actually just read a book at bedtime, I would sleep deeper. But I just am like, but there's things on the internet.
At my absolute healthiest, I was not watching TV at bedtime.
Yeah.
That being said, man, like, I don't know.
Sometimes you got to have these little vices.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Right.
I should be reading at bedtime now though, because I can't do drugs.
Yeah.
And when I do a gummy, I can't read at bedtime.
My brain scrambled eggs.
You know, no, not going to happen.
No, for sure.
I could color.
I could do a word scramble.
Right.
Maybe. Actually,
maybe.
I don't think I
could. Maybe.
I don't know that I could. Third thing in my bag is Bluebell's gooey butter cake ice cream.
They didn't have to do that.
Our mom said
April. We'll drop it in April.
It is so
summer. Who
stupid good.
It does what taste like hell? Actual melted butter.
It really does. It
and is then recoagulated the into cake ice cream.
Chunks in it were so intensely pleasing to me. Oh my God! Mm-hmm. What a delightful ice cream that
Bluebell
is.
Bluebell said I like them thick. We'll drop this one in April.
Right. Yeah. Just when you girls are trying to get your body together. I am typically someone who I feel like I could take or leave ice cream. Like, it's not, I would rate it above pie, but below cake, like way below cake.
In non-pregnant times, I agree.
Yeah. But honestly, then I open my mom's freezer and I'm like, every one of these is a hit.
She
had cookies and cream in there. And I was like, absolutely.
Gallery of ice creams in there.
She does.
And it's
Fruity Pebbles. Weird.
It's a hobbyist. ice cream collection. There's like half of everything and like a crazy variety of flavors.
Truly. Yeah.
That's a woman who knows what she likes.
She does. And she's also got an open mind.
And she knows how to live.
She does. I love her.
I should be like that.
Absolutely. You should just get yourself a variety. Do you remember when Craig got those cookie sandwich?
You know what? Craig is...
he's an ice cream connoisseur as well.
He is so good at locating a new snack. Mm-hmm. He's like an adventurer at the grocery store.
I think it's keeping an open mind is so important.
So Friday night, I asked him to go get margarita makings because he was going to go to a soccer game with our friend Taylor. And then Anna was coming over and I was like, I'll make a margarita.
Marks, yeah.
And then I also put something sweet on the grocery list. Just something
real,
sweet.
Real open-ended.
Open-ended. He came back with caramelettes. So good. And then these things that called Imperfect Bites.
What is that?
It was like a cluster of dark chocolate, like craisin and pecan that like came together so unbelievably tasty.
Dark chocolate, craisin, and pecan. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
It was really good.
God. Good for Craig.
No, he's good at that.
Yeah.
Those Thelma's ice cream sandwiches is what you're thinking of. The mint chip is good, but the s'mores. I think you, me, and him split a s'mores one time when we were chiefed up.
That was one of the most incredible. I was like,
we could solve everything here in this moment.
Could you just give us ice cream?
This is the committee that can do it.
Yeah. With our powers combined. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm excited to be eating a little bit more ice cream poodle-side this summer at mom and dad's house.
Oh, yeah.
I guess with that, let's dive into this issue.
Okay.
Cover stories. Unfortunately, Molly, I have some bad news.
Because I have to show you something. And I have to tell you something. And I don't want to be the one to have to tell you this because it's not my...
Please don't let it be about...
Andrew Firestone.
It's about...
Andrew Firestone.
So the first cover story is to do with Andrew and Jen and Bill Rancic specifically.
Oh, that's right. He got involved in this.
Yes. So as Jen Schaft makes a romantic connection with Bill Rancic, does her ex, bachelor Andrew Firestone, have regrets?
All three answer.
Was it
unanimous?
Yeah, they all three like answered questions about it, I guess. And so it's like, basically Jen and Bill were like, we're friends. We're just good friends. Like, you know, we've hung out in Chicago, but then like Jen's friends were like, no, there's something going on there.
I love a fake friend.
Oh, you guys are so fake.
And they come through and they're like, oh, I'll tell her business for a quarter. She's dating Bill Rancic.
So they also talk about how like Bill Rancic had, you know, a pretty big apartment in Chicago and a good, you know, he had just gotten offered a job after The Apprentice
with as Trump.
Trump's like apprentice for I guess just 1 year. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, come to think about it, I never actually thought about the like award,
the mechanics of it,
what you were given.
I think he's turned out fine. I don't know.
I'll look that up while you tell me more.
But it says Firestone, who according to his roommate is now shopping around a TV series where he'll interview children of famous people, insists he's not jealous of Chef's new romance and that he has no regrets. Okay. Fabulous. We would love for you to interview wealthy, rich people.
Can you imagine? They had no idea how that was going to go over and again, you know, 2022.
No, totally. That we were not going to be charmed by nepotism. So yeah, really there's not much of interest in this, I feel. I fear.
We have a birthday coming up for Rancic.
We do? When?
Mm-hmm. May 16th.
All right. Okay.
He's also Croatian. How you doing?
He's a Taurus.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's so good at business.
Well, you know, so I think that's interesting too. Earlier today I was wondering what sign he was and I would have guessed a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Because they asked Us Weekly asked 100 New York City women which reality star sizzles. 78%, which to be clear is 78 people because they only asked 100, said Andrew, and 22% said Bill. And I'm looking at these photos of these gentlemen and I'm like, who said Andrew?
Okay, wait. Why was the question? Who's hotter?
Who's hotter?
Let me take a look at these photos because Andrew Firestone, as much as I don't.
But I don't know. Like, So this guy's got like an impish grin.
It's hard to say they're just so different. Well, I can't really see Andrew's forearms. Let me see if I can find
that's
them.
Important.
Is it important?
Vital.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess my option I would say is neither, because I find both of their haircuts to be immature.
That's so true. Okay, so they have like a side by side. Can always pay for dates because, and then Bill, it says, co-founded CigarsAroundTheWorld.com out of a studio apartment 8 years ago and made it into a successful enterprise before selling it in late 2002. Now he'll be raking in $250,000 a year working for the Donald. Andrew can always pay for dates because he was born into the Firestone Tire
Fortune. Yeah, I bet.
The family sold the company in 1998 for a reported $2.6 billion. He's now a sales rep for his family's new biz, the Firestone Family Estates Winery.
Biz.
And then it talks about what he calls home. So Bill calls home a 3-story coach house with a TV in the bathroom in Chicago's swanky Lincoln Park. It's kind of a bachelor pad, he admits. Andrew, a 2-bedroom duplex in San Francisco's Marina District with a 42-inch widescreen TV, which he shares with his best friend, Kevin Christofiak. One of them's got a roommate.
But the thing about the TV in the bathroom, as if that were like an unbelievable expense, is so funny.
With a TV in the bathroom.
Girl, I am telling you, like, I am looking here through Bill Rancic's life, and it's very, you know, if you were to ask me to chart out his career path, I would be like, where to begin?
What does he do now?
So after The Apprentice, he was actually hired by Trump.
Okay.
And he, let's see, he basically, okay, Rancic was elected to take charge of the construction of the Trump Tower Chicago in his native Chicago on the site of the demolished Chicago Sun-Times building. Boy, there's something there. Mm-hmm. His other option was to oversee and manage a new Trump National Golf Course and Resort in Los Angeles. Rancic said that after his 1-year contract as Trump's apprentice expired, he would leave the job and start his own company. He instead opted to remain part of the Trump organization and in some seasons filled in as judge when regular judge George H. Ross was away on business.
Okay.
So then he did entertainment, career after The Apprentice, entertainment. And this is like that like kind of hinky like pre-streaming internet. In 2007, Rancic co-hosted iVillages In the Loop with iVillage, a TV show and webcast produced by NBC Universal.
What? What is iVillage?
I don't know, girl. And then September 2008, he began as host for the A&E reality show We Mean Business, in which small business owners undergo business makeovers. There was another show just like that that Craig and I watched a little bit on our honeymoon, and I can't remember what it was, but it was super silly, where a guy was like, let me transform your business.
Oh my god, I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
Yes. It was like one of the weirdest looking dudes. He looked like the guy that was like, have you seen this man in your dreams? You know? He and Juliana Rancic started a joint television company, You and I Productions.
So
America Now
was
brought back with Lisa
now.
Gibbons. You remember Lisa Gibbons?
I do.
He was a television spokesperson for Rogaine.
Great.
And then in 2016, he published his first novel, First Light, to mixed reviews.
Yeah, I bet they were mixed.
I bet they were mixed. He sold a couple things in Chicago, like some real estate. Oh, this is the thing I thought you'd find funny. In 2011, Rancic and his wife entered into a partnership with Lettuce Entertain You Enterprises to open an Italian restaurant in Chicago. Lettuce spelled, of course.
Like lettuce.
Yeah.
Like
lettuce nullis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anyway.
Wow. Okay. So he actually is not like a business mogul. He is just an entertainment guy.
For the most part.
He's a professional former contestant on The Apprentice.
I get that impression. So he, and not the best. He's no Omarosa.
Yeah. Totally.
I'll tell you that much.
Second cover story, and our vegetables are very minimal this week.
Thank God.
The truth about Brad and Angelina. At this point, they were still saying they're just friends. There is no there. You guys are really making too much up. And they literally said something about he's serving as sort of a marriage mentor to Angelina, who says she wants what he and Jen have. I said, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
She wants what Jen has.
When men are like, let me mentor a woman.
No.
No.
Please. Yeah.
Looking like Freddy Krueger in that sweater.
And then they
ass.
Have like a body language expert looking at...
Mm-hmm. clearly they are being just friends here.
Yeah, them.
This is a photo of them being friendly in a platonic way that is not romantic.
She's absurdly pretty.
It's hard to look at.
I would never let her within 100 feet of my husband. Oh my
God. And I have a lot of confidence in my marriage.
Same, but I don't know. Like, I feel like her blast radius might be bigger than we expect. Do you know?
There's not a bunker in the world.
She's so pretty.
Especially now that she's older, a little longer in the tooth.
And did you see somebody was talking about her work that she's had done? She and Brad both have had exquisite work.
His work
done.
Needs to be studied.
Yes.
He has had the best work I have ever seen in
he
my life.
He just looks refreshed.
He does. He looks better and better. Like, if you look at him in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's like, that's a man in his, like, what is he? 50s? Like, mid to late 50s at this point?
Unbelievable.
Looks so good.
Is he? And he's older than Leonardo DiCaprio, but smoking him. Leonardo, I cannot say the same for you, my boy.
What is going on there?
I don't know.
Something happened there.
Well, I think it's the rot of dating younger women.
I think there's something to that, but I also feel that he has that sort of 70s alcoholic face.
Yes, puffy.
Puffy.
He is so Jack Nicholson in so many ways. He'd love to hear me say that. I also think, you know, I just kind of wonder, like, if he were to date a girl that was, like, I don't know, 35, would that break the curse? You know?
We'll never find out, will we?
We'll never know.
Love Lives. I see those doves, girl.
Yeah, so now it's time for our favorite. Love Lives. Ting. We need, like, a little stinger for
we
it
because
it's so funny. That's all the couple news this entire issue, basically, is the Love Lives. And most of them are boring. At this point...
Enough about Bruce. Enough about Demi. Enough about Ashton.
So, J-Lo finally took Mark Anthony public as her boyfriend.
Who keep that thing on him,
girl,
if you'll recall.
Knew. Huh?
He always has a gun on him.
He does?
I covered that a few weeks ago. If you were practicing active listening, perhaps you would still know that.
I didn't realize that he always kept it on
him. Keep that gat on him.
That's really scary. He is somebody who has at no point ever convinced me of his charm. I look at this individual and I see...
Is it his sallow, lifeless eyes?
Yeah.
Is it his sort of Gollum face?
Yeah. It's like, he's got all the, like, he's got, you know, nice teeth, a nice smile.
There's not like a feature that you can...
I can't point to anything.
Well,
I just don't like him.
I do feel that perhaps a rare beauty under eye highlighter could benefit him.
Just a brightener.
So yeah. A little something, that little metal wand you might find refreshing.
You know what's funny, though, too, is like he actually looks really kind of youthful and fresh here. I think the being with J-Lo aged him terribly.
Why?
And quickly.
What makes you think that?
Yeah, I don't know. Just a hunch.
Men are so stupid because it's like, we should know by now. Like, there should be no reason for you to enter into a relationship with Jennifer Lopez knowing what you know.
I think they see her and they go, auga, you know?
No, I get the auga of it all. I certainly
do. And then they just
override
their common sense.
But I feel like her presence probably exudes a sort of negative charisma because she is so difficult.
I concur.
But men like bitches. There's a book about that.
There is a whole book about how men love them bitches, actually. Okay, here... was one of my favorite couples of this era. Mm. Drew Barrymore and Fabrizio Moretti. She looks like an absolute angel cherub baby right here.
She looks like a Da Vinci painting.
What a sweetie pie.
So that is actually one of the most beautiful photos of Drew Barrymore I've ever seen.
It looks like the painting from Ever After.
It looks exactly like the painting from Ever After.
Matter of fact, I'm going to watch Ever After this
Matter
week.
Of fact, I want that as a print. She's beatific, frankly.
She's so pretty.
And ethereal, I find.
He was leaving to go on a tour with the Strokes for the summer in Europe, and she was giving him, like, a long goodbye. It was Drew's long kiss goodbye.
We've already failed on uploading photos in time. And the change should start with you. Because that photo needs to be uploaded.
You're terrible.
I will do it. I will do it, but... one of us has to start. Wait, hold on. I saw something.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me.
You're praise the Lord club ass.
We've got Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards taking their baby out for Easter brunch. Okay, whatever. And then we've got...
she's on OnlyFans now, I think you'll find.
Oh, yeah. Her, their daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. This is something I did not know. Our girl, Drea DiMatteo. Adriana. Aid.
Do you pronounce it that way?
Drea?
You said DiMatteo. I've always heard DiMatteo.
Oh, maybe it is DiMatteo. I just say DiMatteo because I'm dumb.
Now I'm wondering if I'm dumb.
You know, honestly, we're not talking about her enough, frankly.
Agreed. But yeah, this should be we would have come to a consensus about this as a society if we were
talking
rightfully
about her
discussing her more.
I love her.
Is she with Shooter Jennings?
No, not anymore. But they were together for like 10 years. They were engaged and they have 2 children together.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
She has kids with Shooter Jennings?
Yes. And this is a picture of them in Austin.
And then he was in Walk the Line the next year playing his father.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And yeah. Then you know the guy that played Jerry Lee Lewis was Nicole's Uber driver like in 2015.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it didn't take off for him so much.
Well, you know, they can't all be winners.
Known asshole Jonathan Rice also in that movie.
God, known asshole is
confirmed
right.
Asshole.
Asshole. He crossed us once 15 years ago and I'll never forget it.
Well, I mean, there's like a whole breakup album.
Yeah, period. And listen, I'm going to take Jenny Lewis's side all the way to hell.
Gra-ta-ta.
I love her. Also pictured on this page, very, very cute, is Mark Ruffalo and his wife, whose name is Sunrise Coigny. I don't know how you say her last name, but her name is Sunrise.
Exactly the kind of girl I'd expect Mark Ruffalo to be with.
She's a French actress. Sunrise.
That is a beautiful name, actually.
Isn't it so pretty? And they have 3 kids together. They're still together. They've been married for 23 years.
Highly of him, I would say.
The hottest thing a man can be is married to the same woman for 20 plus years.
Do you have much of a system here? I'm noticing a lot of orange.
A lot of miscellany.
Okay, good. No, that's the best kind of issue.
Yeah, it's almost all miscellany. And then so we're going to get to fashion real quick and then to the good stuff. This issue is really light on sponsors, I fear. We can only talk about carb counter bars so many times.
It is freshly shocking every time. Oh!
So the first, we've got the Faces and Places, you know, your favorite lineup of what they do every issue. Of the girlies, this time the unifying theme is chic and Chanel. And we have Misha Barton, Kate Bosworth, Kristen Davis, Maria Bello, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and Charlize Theron. All in Chanel, and 4 of them are drop waist. Well, actually 3, I guess. Which is not my favorite, and it was something that we were doing entirely too much at this time.
Well, because it's, like, why, literally, I can't make it make sense to me. Why would you take where a natural waist is and say, what if it were here instead?
If it were at your hip bones instead.
Like, are you kidding me?
So Charlize Theron, she's wearing this white dress. And listen, it's so hard to make that woman look anything less than, like, a 5,000 out of 10. But this dress managed to do it somehow. It says Charlize Theron loved the white tweed and car wash pleats on her Oscar nominee's luncheon dress. So the skirt is, like, it looks like shredded car wash chamois. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Maggie Gyllenhaal at the Mona Lisa Smile premiere.
Really good color on her,
it is
I'll
a good
say.
She's wearing, yeah, like a black satin dress. It looks pretty classic, except I think this like waist detail is kind of unusual.
Right.
But Maria Bello, honestly, I kind of like this look. I think she looks like Bonnie and Clyde.
What has she really even been in? Where do I know Maria Bello from?
She was in a lot at this time. She was in Eastern Promises with Viggo Mortensen.
I loved Eastern Promises. Kristen Davis, did you know that she dated Chris Noth?
I did not. And it looks like it was during the time they were making Sex and the City, right?
Yeah.
I saw it in the comments. Somebody was like, that no scene was personal in the movie.
No
you know?
Kidding.
I love Kristen Davis.
I do too. That girl cannot act.
This is not my favorite dress on her. She cannot act.
That girl can't act. She's so cute.
But I like her attitude.
She's making TikToks. They're so choogy.
They're so choogy. I love her though. Kate Bosworth, this dress is an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. And you're a flop.
I'm not a fan of Kate Bosworth.
Nor am I. This is at the Win a Date with Tad Hamilton premiere, which actually I thought that movie was kind of cute at
Never
the time.
Saw it.
Oh, it was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. But this dress has got a lot of things going wrong. It's got a 3-tiered skirt that ends at her knee. The waist
she
starts
like a
at
dust
her hip.
Ruffle.
And then there's also like a ruffle underneath the Empire waist. So it's just a mess. Misha Barton looks fine.
Just looks like a condom.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a condom.
Misha Barton, queen of UK tabloids.
She is, yeah. I actually, you know, I didn't like her at the time because I'm like, you're a really bad actress. But now I'm like, you know, whatever. She was just a young girl doing her thing.
Right.
And she was being taken advantage of by these older men. Go figure.
Nowadays, I can actually really appreciate when someone is a bad actress because it means they really have the hustle.
Yeah, exactly. They worked hard.
They worked hard. It didn't come natural to them.
It didn't. This one I love. This fashion spread, or really just okay, one page.
Jessica looks unbelievable in that
dress. Oh my god. Jess's dresses. It's Jessica Simpson. It's got five of her best gowns. Five gowns, one night at VH1 Divas. Jessica Simpson told us she looked like a diva, only with a little D. And I kid you not, she
looks absolutely... I'm seeing a couple big D's, actually, if I'm being honest with you.
She looks absolutely unbelievable in each and every one of these dresses. This gold one that they have as the largest, I think, is my favorite. It's like this gorgeous, like, big gold sequined dress with, like, a train. Kind of a low-cut spaghetti strap. It's beautiful. And then she was wearing this... She wore this white dress that was Donna Karan.
She looks amazing.
Hubby Nick Lachey said she looked like an angel. There's one she calls the goddess dress because it's got kind of a Grecian thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Rachel Zoe styled her for this evening. So she looked,
you know, Rachel Zoe feels like a cultural blind spot for me.
Same. Yeah. Apparently she had a whole show that was like really, really fun.
I remember I watched it one time with Sarah in college.
And then she had a show. There was a spinoff show called It's a Brad Brad World, which I also never watched, but
never seen that.
Yeah. Next fashion story, Spring's 10 Essentials at Every Price, and it is all pastel. I see not a single thing on this page that I don't think should be absolutely burned in a garbage fire. We've got
canary yellow. We couldn't stop. We couldn't stop.
And like, who does it really look good on? Who looks amazing in pastel yellow?
Not white girls.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
that. Not many people. I don't think it's like a pretty color on most people's skin.
It's most people not. I'm actually really struggling to think
I think
of
a more skin. Saturated yellow can look good on a lot of people.
Of course.
But this like pastel yellow, I'm just like,
peep yellow.
Oh, it's just not it. That being said, there is a hot pink trench with like white piping around it. Yeah, and I know at the rules. Time I would have gone for it.
Kind of would have gone feral. Oh, I would have my gone God. Those Lacoste polos.
Girl, disgusting.
I remember those disgusting. So distinctly.
This little shirt dress I probably would have also liked at the time. It's like a vertical striped shirt dress with a tie waist. It's the least offensive thing on this page, but it's still ugly. And some cropped cargo pants. And while we're at it, I just want to say, at the fashion industry, I will not be wearing cargo pants.
No.
Stop trying to make cargo pants happen.
Nor capris. Nor capris.
I was in Anthropology today. Should be a safe place from cargo pockets.
No, they try things. They do try things.
And I am not doing it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this cracked me up. They have Star Beauty, Star Makeup Tips for Luscious Lips. And they've got Mally Roncal, who's a celebrity makeup artist, talking about what she thinks all these celebrities have on their lips. So she's like, I think Naomi Watts is wearing, you know, a red stain with a clear gloss. Beyonce is wearing, you know, a nude lip liner with a clear gloss on top. But I just had to laugh because I love, nobody can say I don't love Kirsten Dunst, and I love her 10 toes down.
No one would ever say that.
But Luscious.
Not a good look.
Luscious lips. Like, I think she's a great beauty.
What was the Amy Schumer stunted lipstick? That's not that bad, but right. It is.
She's got, you know,
but this rather should, thin this lips. Should tell you about lip inflation, too.
That's so true.
Because lip, it's real.
It is true. Yeah, it's really real.
How many CCs did we get that one time we experimented with being that kind of girl?
I don't remember.
I don't know that mine have gone all the way away.
I don't think mine have either. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get it done again. That hurt so bad.
Oh my God. That hurt just about worse than anything I've ever done.
It was really, really painful. Okay. Fashion Police. On this page, we have...
Y'all leave Jack Black alone. Jack Black. He never claimed to be a fashion boy. And Bobby Trendy?
They've got Bobby Trendy on here, and I'm so sorry. It's hilarious. Like, this is exactly... This is the quintessential Bobby Trendy outfit.
Right. What were you... So, what were you expecting?
He was at the Heatherette show, too. I'm like, that's what they wear.
If the Fashion Police... Sorry.
And I'm so sorry.
The Heatherette... show is an autonomous zone.
You're allowed to wear whatever the hell you want there.
The police are not allowed to
wear nothing there if right. you want to. Like, it's Fashion Police.
Amy
get out
Smart
of here.
Looks like ass, though.
Amy Smart looks so stupid. This is a really bad outfit. And listen, I'm also pro dresses over jeans. Let me be clear on that. In sure. The war that is raging, I think all of you who are haters need to shut up.
The war.
I've had like 5 people send me that Instagram thing that was like Over the Moon Far Away talking about the Anthro catalog or the Anthro email with like, throw some jeans under your dress. And they're like, oh my God, what is Anthro doing? And I'm like, the right thing. Mm-hmm. Standing up
for
a look that's proven. Okay.
I did that in high school, but that was because I deeply hated my body.
I did it in high school too, because I had a really cute fit that it worked. And I think it can be done. It's a hard needle to thread.
I would like to turn the issue so that I can see this actually.
Yes, you may do that. The look of the week was also Carmen Electra.
Literally, why are they getting on to Jack Black here? He's wearing what I think is actually a really cool shirt.
I think it's a fun outfit. He's wearing like a cowboy shirt with like fringe.
He's got fringe.
And he's wearing like a baseball cap. I mean, it's definitely like
trucker hat, jeans. There's nothing offensive about this.
But it's fun and camp.
This fit would be studied by blogs now.
Absolutely it would.
Yeah, it would.
And the boys in Austin would be absolutely sick over
it. Well, I guess what I'm saying, this is like a slightly dressed up version of how my husband dressed.
Right.
Dresses.
It's like Craig going to a costume party.
Yeah, it is.
Like he would wear everything minus
Craig
the fringe.
Craig would do that at a wedding if it was like the ante was up high enough. You know what I mean? Lucy Liu, yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not in love with this dress either.
But she's just like such a great beauty.
But like, okay, who are these fashion police? Like, I don't know any of these
people. None of them are fashion experts. They're just like lame comedians.
You know, small minds will always try to take down great beauties like Lucy Liu.
I've always said that.
So they can just keep it to themselves. All right, and now the good part of the issue, which is always the sort of the spare change, whatever's left in the bag. So first up is loose talk, which is where they have random celebrity quotes about various topics. And the two that I would like to focus on is one from Pamela Anderson, where she says, I know what the hell's going on. I hate to admit it because pretending that I'm stupid has always been my ace in the hole.
The girls that know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls that know.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson, same.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. She's not as dumb as she looks.
It's a form of warfare, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Courtney Love said, I'm covered with loser dust. I couldn't get anyone to lend me clothes for the Grammys. I couldn't even get an autographed Charmed poster for my daughter. Loser dust.
Girl, I mean, could it be the consequences of you flashing people at Wendy's?
I'm covered in loser dust. The next miscellaneous story I just simply marked with yuck. It's Prince William bears it all. He was at a Scottish National University's water polo tournament. And he's wearing a Speedo. And I didn't need to see that,
well,
basically.
Yeah. That body hair composition isn't what you want. When men have, like, it's just in their cleavage. Mm-hmm. It's a, okay, what are you up to?
What's going on there?
Or when it's just a halo around their nipples.
Yeah.
I'm here to body shame. I think there are wrong ways to have body hair. And you should actually start to take some Rogaine to fill that out.
It's also just like these very pale English boys, you know, and their little Speedos.
His looks were starting to go here too. Mm-hmm. Something about his face. I don't know what it is.
Well, he was probably already ruining Kate's life at this point.
Probably wasting her time.
Yeah.
Have we heard from her since that video?
We haven't.
I mean, I guess she should.
She's got her piece or whatever, but.
She's got her piece.
Next up is stars being just like us for real. They walk their dogs just like Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito.
I've never done that.
With their pooches Ocean, a golden retriever, and Sunny, a Jack Russell Terrier. They went for an hour-long stroll on Mulholland Drive in LA.
Do you think that's where Lala Kent got the idea?
For what? Taking her dogs for a walk?
For naming her daughter Ocean.
From their dog, yeah.
From Danny DeVito's dog?
Probably. You know, I've heard she's a big DeVito head. Mm-hmm. We've also got a picture of Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer at the 13 Going on 30 premiere.
Another photo I feel like I would frame.
I love them.
Greer looks incredible in this photo.
I
know you're a Greer head.
Love Judy Greer. I think I love her so much. As I've said, I have Judy Greer syndrome.
You do.
I love being a side character.
You're Greer-sided.
Yeah, I'm Greer-sided. Exactly.
Looking at it up, right side up, I'm like, okay, it's kind of just a normal photo. No, but like, I love that they're eating Altoids.
It's the girls being girls together.
Her hair looks so good.
Doesn't she?
We were girls together, Judy Greer.
Just love her.
And I do feel that way.
Say goodbye to these. Okay, next we have pink being tedious again. Surprise, surprise.
This is, I swear to God, we didn't have the word queer baiting at the time.
I just don't like her, dude. So she's, it says, whoa, Pink's hot body. Gems are for
She's
wimps.
Wearing trunks.
Oh, she's wearing a, no, she's wearing a skirt. That's over worse. Her stupid bikini.
Never mind.
Gems are for wimps. The 24-year-old rebel rocker gets fit with her pooches.
She's 24. She really's never seemed younger than 32 to me.
So her dog's names are Corky and F-U-C-K-E-R.
What? So trashy. That like, is so
what's
trashy.
Your problem? And she says, I hate gyms, Pink has said. I like to kickbox. I like to skateboard. Yeah, okay. Ugh. A witness in awe of her bod told us she was totally playful with her pups, diving, jumping around in the water, playing fetch. Do her dogs diet? I let Effer eat whatever he wants because I want him to be happy, Pink has said. Girl, if you don't shut up.
This one thing I think we need to be clear on is that the party line of this podcast is Pink, shut up.
Pink, get down.
Get down, Pink.
So next we have Colin Farrell, Hollywood hobo, and we have a picture of him.
He's wearing a snood.
In a truly preposterous pair of pants. They are, they look sort of like a cargo pajama pant that are JNCOs somehow. And he's wearing no shoes and pushing a shopping cart that has Miller Lights and Foster's. It says, after an April 6th trip to a Santa Monica doctor for a February injury incurred while falling down a set of stairs, a disheveled and barefoot Colin Farrell waited for his ride next to a shopping cart loaded with trash and beer cartons. This reminded me of on Arrested Development when Lindsay starts dating that guy that she's like, oh, he's so hot. Oh, wait, you're homeless? You're gross. And then it turns out he's an actor in method trying to pretend to be a homeless character.
Yeah. This was such a thing.
It was such a thing where it was like, okay, this hot guy is going to look so derelict. It's where derelict came from.
But you know, I think it worked on me in a big way. I think there like dirty was like a thing that I found pleasing.
Oh, I did not find dirty boys appealing. But
well, I think you'll recall the singer from The Used was an early love of mine. Burt McCracken, which Nicole recently dared me because I have like an album on my phone of like pictures of my baby and husband that like obviously like cycles through on my phone. Yeah. She's like, what if you threw in like 5 photos of like Burt McCracken or Johnny Knoxville and just see if Craig notices.
See what happens. God. I mean,
Johnny Knoxville, however,
he's aging very nicely.
He's looking good.
He does look really good. Okay, hot stuff. This page is truly, they're like, we don't really know.
Girl, I don't know.
So on this one, I want to touch on 3 stories. J-Lo, Jen's dream comes true. Jennifer Lopez will be in and on Vogue. Finally, hot stuff has learned that the Bronx-born diva is set to appear on the Fashion Bible's December 2004 cover. This marks the end of her feud with Vogue editrix Anna Wintour, who insulted her a few years ago when she had Lopez photographed for Vogue but didn't put her on the cover. Lopez will even be at the Costume Institute benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, co-chaired by Wintour, in New York City on April 26th.
Okay, first
when
of all...
When is the Met Gala? That should be this week, huh? Next week. Next Monday?
First Monday May. That'll be next week.
I'm ready.
Editrix... Amazing.
Editrix.
Because you remember that time we were playing Monopoly Go and you said the proprietrix.
I didn't remember that.
You were trying to charge rent on a utility. We were like, nobody lives there. And you're like, the proprietrix does. So that does make me laugh. But also, that is so bitchy of Anna Wintour.
I love her for it.
Come in, I'll snap a few photos. Girl, I'm not using that
not
shit.
Not on the cover.
Okay, I'm seeing... Sorry, it's a messy person... What does she name
Girl,
that
they
kid?
They have stretched out this story of her having
well,
a baby.
Because she wouldn't give the name.
As
like,
long
baby
as
boy,
could.
Baby boy, last time.
Yeah, so they finally gave the baby boy's name. It was Roman Walker Zellman. It's like, okay.
I think Kate Blanchett did it first, but okay.
Thank you. And then Jessica Simpson was apparently going to have a sitcom on ABC at some point.
Yeah, remember she was going to play Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Once again, Lindsay, I'm asking you to listen when I talk.
It's just that I forget it because my brain is like Teflon, so it just goes... So her father and manager, Joe Simpson, told Hot Stuff at the VH1 Divas concert in Las Vegas that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger have been approached to appear as themselves on the as-yet-untitled comedy series in which they'd be interviewed by Simpson, whose character is a TV reporter. We're friends with Donald Rumsfeld and Schwarzenegger, Joe says. It'll be a lot of tongue-in-cheek interviews. Donald Trump is on their wish list of guest stars. It's giving Republican. Girl. Top to bottom. She's pals with Donald Rumsfeld.
That is so 2004. Imagine
this picture of her looking like a Barbie, Lindsay, with like a little.
You need, again, once again, we need this for the socials.
She's pals with Donald Rumsfeld.
Beautiful photo of her, stick straight Barbie hair. She's pals it's so with Donald shiny Rumsfeld. Too. Well, you know what? We'll just have to do this another time.
Yeah, I was going to say the glare.
Remember
is
that. And if you want, I will take this on, but I also know that we are ordering a. We're ordering a scanner. Big news for the podcast. We've downgraded. We're doing video to we're ordering a scanner one of these days.
Oh my God. Okay.
Now here we go. Troy, what a flop.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm actually not even touching on Troy at all, but they've got Cindy's porta potty nightmare. Cindy Crawford has been losing some beauty sleep lately. A source tells Hot Stuff the supermodel mother of two is furious that director Don Ruse is filming Happy Ending, starring Lisa Kudrow and Maggie Gyllenhaal, near her Brentwood home in LA. She has called numerous times to complain about shooting and to remind the crew that permits only allow shooting until 10 p.m., our source says. Ruse and co. tried to make nice with Crawford, 38, and other angry neighbors by apologizing and giving them gift baskets. When an unimpressed Crawford refused her gift, things turned nasty. To get back at Crawford, our source says, the crew put the porta-potties right in front of her house. I would be spitting mad.
I would.
Honey. Spitting.
You don't want to know what I would do.
That's a mother of two?
I drive a pickup truck. That porta-potty would be on the ground.
And y'all be cleaning up a bunch of doo-doo.
Excuse me, I'm calling 311. Someone knocked over a bunch of doo-doo.
Right in front of my house.
I do it before leaving town for the weekend.
Exactly.
I'm not dealing with it.
Period. And then I also thought it was funny, on the side, they've got like a little...
This thing is the weirdest strip.
It's so weird.
In the whole magazine to me.
VIP
it's,
scene.
It's the stalker strip.
So this one says, Marla Sokoloff was seen helping her boyfriend, singer Jaron Lowenstein, celebrate his 30th birthday at the Highlands in Hollywood. Okay, Jaren, those are two names I haven't heard in years.
You know,
of Evan and Jaron fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
Marla Sokoloff, though, we talked about her recently, but why do I know her?
She's from Babysitter's Club. She's, what's the character's name?
Is she the mean
Cookie.
One?
She's the mean girl. What's her name?
I have a sticker of her in my iOS.
Let's get busy. What was your character's name? Corky?
I think it might be Cookie. Hold on. Babysitter's Club. Girl.
Marla Sokoloff. She was so important to me. She was also on Friends.
She played a little bitch.
Oh, yeah, but I love her. She's a brat.
Well, no, I saw someone, and this was maybe on Twitter years ago, someone who posted a picture of her, and they said, you know when this girl was in something, trouble was about to brew.
Period.
Okay, interesting that we think we can give Babysitter's Club a 5.7 IMDb.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was so important to girl culture.
It was.
Are you kidding me? What is her character's name? Cokie.
Cokie.
Marguerite. Not as good as you, Marguerite.
Okay. Ellen Burstyn was in that movie.
I cannot wait to watch that with Tig. Matter of fact, maybe I'll do it this weekend.
I was going to, well, can I,
can yes, I watch? Yes, you can absolutely please come over. Oh my God.
Oh, he was in My Girl too.
Who?
The, Austin O'Brien, who was in, he played Logan Bruno.
Yeah. I wonder where he is. I hope he's okay. Okay, Mean Girls,
still getting
as
parts
we, as
here
we
and
said,
there
had come out the week before. So they've got a little interview with Lindsay Lohan. It says, nice girl or mean girl. And most of it's pretty, like, you know, boring. She's got media training. She did say that she was nervous before they made the movie that Lacey Chabert, Rachel McAdams, and Amanda Seyfried were going to be, like, catty and get along with each other and then exclude her. But she was like, they were really cool. We all hung out and rented movies. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Aww.
But she says, on her feud with Hilary Duff, it's kind of over like months ago. We're cool. Don't pick on us. I'm like, okay.
My body just tensed up thinking about that feud.
It was a bad feud.
It was a really ugly feud. H. Duff was in some drama at that time.
You know, and honestly, I'm like,
is she the drama?
I love her, but I could see how she would have been. She's just, you know, a goody two-shoes a little bit.
I think that I tense up because it's like, it could have been me.
Could have been me.
Lindsay. What? Marla Sokoloff almost played Topanga. She even filmed a few scenes, but they gave it to Danielle Fischel. I'd never forgive her.
I hope.
I would see Danielle looking so beautiful, and I would be like,
I do love Marla Sokoloff, though. I hope she's doing well.
No, and I actually could see a world where she would be a really good Topanga.
Oh, I definitely think she could have been.
They're very similar types.
I am going to skip over this. I'm not going to linger on it for very long, but Frankie from The Real World, do you remember her?
How could I forget? She's no longer with us.
She's no longer with us. She died in 2007, but they were talking about her self-destructive behavior because they were like, she has cystic fibrosis and she smokes. Rock. And yeah. But she was the one that was like, I'm too punk rock for this.
Yeah. Oh, we all roasted her.
Oh, man.
For years.
She was such a dang character.
I know. I don't really get that very often anymore.
Okay.
There's the Kabbalah thing.
This could have gone in couples news, but, and I just, the only thing that I want to say about it is the title is funny.
Great. Right.
has Demi brainwashed Ashton. Chalk it up to Kabbalah. Ever since he hooked up with Demi, the punked party boy is a totally new man. But the treatment on the font for Ashton, the O is like a spiral.
Also, us investigates.
Investigates, exactly.
They don't win awards for nothing.
And his friend, non-felon, Danny Masterson. Oh. Totally good guy, Danny Masterson says. He can't party as much with us, but that's the way it's gotta be. Yikes.
Again, so much of this is so jarring 20 years later.
Yeah, it did not age well. This is so cute. Courtney's baby gifts. It's Courtney Cox's baby present. I love
seeing what baby tech looked like at the time because it was so shitty and ugly.
So shitty.
I'm sure everyone will say that now about the things we have, but like... Whatever.
It's so funny, though, because it's like everything was so colorful, and now everything is like, we made it in a soothing neutral.
Do you know what? I actually talked to Clover about this yesterday.
Yes. What did she say?
We were in her office, which is the enclosure on the floor.
Right, her office, her cubicle.
Her cubicle. And I had gotten her these, like, silicone stacking rainbows.
Yep.
But they were the most colorful ones I could find on Amazon, and they were still in muted neutrals, and mm-hmm. I was like, I want you to know that this is not the mother I intend to be.
Colors are going to be loud in this house.
You were going to have colors.
Yeah.
Because you're a baby and I think you deserve colors.
Right.
I think she seemed receptive to that.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, okay, I'm into this.
The Show amount me. Of just shit I just talked to this baby because someone's got to talk.
Yeah. You know? That's supposed to be really good for them for you just to talk to them all the time.
She's literally just receiving my stream of consciousness at this point.
I love it. She's going to be a yapper.
She's going to be a yapper. She's such a good listener.
Aww. Jennifer Aniston threw Courtney Cox's baby shower and... It says, guest of honor Cox arrived at Aniston's mansion at noon. The party lasted until 6 p.m.
Aww.
And it says, what a good friend. Jennifer Aniston hosted a girls-only baby shower for Pal Cox on Saturday, April 17th. Guests like Lisa Kudrow and Meg Ryan relaxed at Mrs. Pitt's $14 million Beverly Hills pad before they each left with about $1,000 worth of gifts, including the items below, which was a Halo Reparative Conditioner, Stila Mother's Day fragrance set, and Steve Madden Siegel spa shoe, I guess for Fred Siegel. They used to give swag bags back in this day, and I used to love seeing what was in a swag bag.
The thought of spending $1,000 for guests
per guest.
How many people were there?
She didn't spend it. These were PR gifts. I guarantee you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like I'm sure Jennifer Aniston's assistant reached out to these brands and was like, "We're throwing a brand for and then we'll get a placement."
Tell us weekly.
Exactly.
No kidding.
They've got like if it's a girl and if it's a boy. They have like the, if it's a girl is like such a 2004 little girl dress.
It was a boy, right?
It was a girl.
It was a girl?
Uh-huh. They named her Coco for That's Courtney Cox.
Right. I'm so bad at this. This is such a 2004 dress. Are you kidding
me? Isn't it? It's like bright green with like, it's kind of preppy. I don't know.
I kind of like it though.
I don't hate it. And then I actually kind of think this diaper bag is really cute.
No, and it's very colorful.
Really colorful stripes. It kind of looks like a serape, but it's kind of like laminated. Mm-hmm. Everything was very wipeable.
Gifts for Daddy Davis include a David. PlayStation.
Davis. Davis Arquette.
And the thing is I know that, and I know him.
They suggested a trucker hat, a PlayStation 2.
I love that this is their suggestion. They're like, we just actually need to plug these things.
Yeah.
A PlayStation 2 for $230 seems like a real steal. I guess that would probably be about $350 now, I would guess.
Yeah.
They were really being bought off by Atticus brand here, which is so mm-hmm. Hot topic. This man's having a child.
Well, he's also got that hair in this photo.
He does have that swoopy hair. He should get an Atticus trucker hat and an Atticus t-shirt.
You guys be so for real, please. But anyways, I thought that was Tom cute. DeLonge's she was a really brand. Beautiful pregnant woman. So
she was. I actually, for the women of Friends, I have a blessing for you.
I have nothing negative to say.
May your days be filled with love.
Yeah, absolutely. And the men of friends, do better. Learn from your mistakes.
Do better, and may you rest.
May you rest also to Matthew Perry. Flick of the week that they, I just wanted to call this out, was 13 Going on 30, which opened the previous Friday. So I guess the same week as Mean
Girls. And it never reached number one, huh?
I guess not. But they gave it a glowing review. Final say, 3 stars out of 3. It has everything going for it.
It does, though. I rewatched it a few months ago.
I'm going to rewatch it.
I had the time of my life. What?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
So good.
So much fun. I started the second one again because I was like, well, while I'm here.
Mr. Tits Pervert. Cuff this motorbike.
They've got Salman Rushdie in that scene.
Yeah, Salman Rushdie's in that damn movie.
It's so weird.
I know.
Final thing that I wanted to say, I guess actually, no, this is it. So we'll wrap it up with this, unless you have anything else you wanted to say.
No, girl, no.
I just want to wish a very hearty birthday to Kirsten Dunst.